Good afternoon, this is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with the top third marketing green closing comments for today, Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. Well, good action today in the row crops. We'll start out with corn. March corn rallied to a two-month high. We're about on the verge of testing the 100-day moving average at 358. Got to 357 today. Pretty good action now. It is a two-month high, the highest we've been since December 6th. I got to tell you, though, that that's only 12 cents off the contract low. So I can't remember the last time was 12-cent rally. Felt like we climbed Mount Everest. But hopefully this rally will continue through the next few days. People continue to focus on the fact that the managed funds are short. A couple hundred thousand, 220,000 contracts of corn. So if they've been short since the report, they're not getting paid to be short. We'll see if they pull the plug on this position and buy those contracts back. If they were to buy those contracts back, it could be the fuel to give us higher prices. Switching over to the wheat. Wheat as well. A three-week high and three-week high settlement. Again, in sympathy with the corn movement higher. Good action there as well. And finally, in the beans. Soybeans finished at a new three and a half week high and high settlement. Soybeans have rallied from the low on the report day to today's high. We've rallied 50 and a quarter cent. So we going into that report, we had dropped about 80 cents. We've clawed back a little over 50 cents of that sell-off. So good action in the beans. The question is going to be, always, is are we going to extend this rally? That remains to be seen. We'll see if we're able to settle above those key 100 or 200 day moving averages. Those are the averages that the managed money tend to key off of. So we're at an interesting time for the grain market. Certainly producers and bull speculators are hoping that this rally extends in the outside markets. New highs again for the stock market. A three-year low, a fresh three-year low in the U.S. dollar. That's starting to catch fire in the general national news as well. People are talking about that. The interesting thing is the U.S. dollar. This time last year, we were at a 15-year high. We were at 103. We've dropped all the way down now below the support at 90. We're trading around 89, 88 and change. So a pretty good downside move in the U.S. dollar. That's important because it makes our exports more attractive to the rest of the world. If our dollar weakens, it's easier for them to buy our products. Will that continue? We'll see. A three-year high in the crude oil. You got to remember, if crude oil, just a few years ago in 2014, excuse me, we were trading at $90 a barrel. 2016 saw us drop to $38 a barrel. We're now at 65, 66. A lot of people think we can trade up to 70. So all that means is that there's some more money coming in to the long side on physical commodities. We've seen the managed money be long physical commodities here for quite some time in cattle. They've also been buyers in cotton. They've been buyers in crude oil. They've been buyers in copper as well, physical metals. So there is a desire in the investment community to take money that is sitting on the sidelines in cash or money that has been taken out of the stock market. As the stock market is making new highs, people are pulling money away from that, the equities, and putting it either on the sidelines or trying to put it to work in other asset classes which are considered to be undervalued. And one of the most undervalued things out there, obviously, is corn and wheat. So hopefully this plays out. 2018 will be the year where money flow helps get the row crops back to a good level of profitability for producers. So that's the picture. Obviously, if we knew where the prices were going to be there tomorrow, we wouldn't have to hedge. What we do here at Top Third is we take advantage of what the market's giving us. We do take note of, what's possible, but at the end of the day, we want to deal with what is available. And right now, there are some good opportunities out there to set some hedges. If you're looking for some help with your marketing and your hedging, and if you want sort of a turnkey approach to where, you can work with somebody and have them help you make better marketing decisions. Give us a call at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. This is Chris Robinson. Have a great day.